The following is a Vyas Puj address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 6th, 2015, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Jnanati Marandasya Gnanjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine. So today is Sri Vyas Puja. What does that mean? That means the worship of Srila Vyasadeva. Someone may wonder, well, where is Srila Vyasadeva? Why are you sitting on the Vyasasan? This is Vyas Puja. The etiquette is that on the appearance day of the spiritual master, spiritual master is worshipped not as an independent entity, but as a representative of Srila Vyasadeva. A current link in the line of succession from Vyasadeva, we worship him. That is called Vyas Puja. Spiritual master doesn't think he's worthy of such worship. Actually, the spiritual master thinks he is nothing but a tiny servant of his spiritual master. Just like the postal worker, he would deliver the letter. If an honest postal worker, he will leave the letter as it is. He won't add something to the letter. He won't subtract anything from the letter. So the bona fide spiritual master, he is that person who simply brings the message from his spiritual master purely without any addition or subtraction. Nowadays it's become a fashion to be a spiritual master, but they are all bogus. They invent some flowery words, they twirl a lotus flower on their fingers, they grow their hair and their beards, and they're called spiritual masters. But that is not spiritual master. In the Puranas it said it's very easy to find a guru who will take away your money, but very difficult to find a guru who will take away your anxiety. You see, that is the bona fide guru. He hasn't come to steal your money. The bona fide guru has come to take all the anxieties, come to rob you of all your anxieties, and leave you in a state of pure bliss. Prabhupada gave a wonderful lecture on the occasion of Vyas Puja on September 5th, 1969, in Hamburg, Germany. I'll refer a little bit to his lecture today. He says, the spiritual master is not a particular man. The spiritual master is a truth. So what is the truth? He says, samsara dhavana nalalita loka tanaya karyan yagana ganatva. At the present moment, this whole material world is blazing forest fire. It's a blazing forest fire. There's so much chaos and hell in the world right now. It's like when a forest fire comes, it's a very hellish, nightmarish condition to be caught in a forest fire. So at the present time, this whole material world is like a blazing forest fire. So now they've invented different things like fire trucks and fire extinguishers, you see. But what good is a fire extinguisher, go with a fire extinguisher or a fire truck to put on a forest fire? It's not possible. You can't extinguish a forest fire with a little fire extinguisher. Get a little aerosol can, you see, put out the forest fire. It's not possible. But when there is huge rainfall, you see, when the clouds, rain clouds come and they pour huge quantity of water upon that forest fire, then it can be extinguished. So the spiritual master is compared to that rain cloud full of water. So the spiritual master doesn't bring his own mercy. Actually, the ocean is where the water is coming from. The water evaporates off the ocean, and then it's carried by the cloud to where the forest fire is burning, and then it's dropped down on that forest fire to extinguish it. So actually, we always say the spiritual master's mercy, but it's not really his mercy. He's bringing the mercy of Krishna. He's simply a delivery man for the mercy of Krishna. Prabhupada explains further. He says, that person who is authorized to deliver people from the material pangs, he is called spiritual master. So the spiritual master is very merciful. He gives his whole life simply to save the suffering people of this world from their anxieties, from their distress, from their entanglement within karma chakra. The time of initiation, the spiritual master actually absorbs the karma of the disciples that passed through him. Sometimes, therefore, he has to get sick. He has to suffer in some ways when he initiates disciples. Spiritual master, he actually takes the responsibility that he will take birth after birth until every one of his disciples is delivered. So it's a very, very heavy responsibility to be a spiritual master. It means you're committing yourself to stay in this material world until every one of your disciples is delivered back to Godhead. It may seem very nice, get some nice prasadam, get some nice facilities, get some guru dakshina, but actually it's a very, very heavy responsibility to be a spiritual master. I was very fortunate to get the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. In those days, our movement wasn't very big. It's a very tiny little movement. In the first Vyas Puja books that came out, every devotee in the whole movement would put an offering in the Vyas Puja book. That's how small the movement was in the early days. But we had Prabhupada. We were a very small little movement. We had Prabhupada, you see. We knew Prabhupada was someone very, very special. Of course, it took me a little time to realize that. I was thinking I would be successful as a singer-songwriter, you see. But Krishna kindly smashed that idea. So I became very serious to find out what is the actual way that I can become spiritually awakened. I was praying to God to guide me how to become His perfect servant. And then the representative of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami Maharaj, he came to Austin. And I realized this was the answer for my prayers. I wanted to know, how can I become spiritually awakened, number one. And number two, what can we do to bring about a spiritual revolution on this planet? I had no interest in career. This was my real interest, actually. Even as a singer-songwriter, I was trying to do that. I was trying to discover my actual identity, and I was trying to do something to elevate the consciousness of the planet Earth. But on my own, I was not capable of doing that, you see. You see. On our own, it was just mental speculation. I think, perhaps, maybe, this is why a guru is essential. There's three things Prabhupada says are essential. Three parallel lines. And sometimes we hear about parallel lines of authority in ISKCON. Prabhupada actually says there are three parallel lines. There's the spiritual master, there's the sadhus, and the scripture. So the GBC has made some policy that you have the spiritual master and the sadhus, the GBC, temple presidents, and that's good. But Prabhupada mentioned there's also the third parallel line, and that's the scripture. So this is how we judge the authenticity of each of these. Just like in the U.S. government, we have a three-way check and balance system. You have the executive branch, the president. You have the judicial branch, the Supreme Court. And you have the legislative branch, the House of Representatives and the Senate. They check each other's power. So no one becomes too powerful and abusive. So also in the Vedic culture, we have a three-way check and balance system. You have the scriptures, you have the spiritual master, and you have the sadhus. What is bona fide scripture? That is confirmed by the spiritual master and by the sadhus. What is bona fide scripture? And who is the sadhu? That is confirmed by the scripture and the spiritual master. And who is the spiritual master? That is confirmed by the sadhus and the scripture. So in this way, these three parallel lines, they each confirm the others. Through this system of sadhus, guru, and scripture, one can actually understand what is the absolute truth, and one can qualify himself to see Krishna face to face. Jagannatha Swami, Jnanapatha Gami, Bhavatu Me. These were the very first words I heard from Prabhupada's lotus mouth. It was a glorious day. I'd already accepted him as my spiritual master, but I'd never seen him. The two chances I had to see him previously, I had turned them down because of my puffed up Mayavadi philosophy. But on the third time, now I'm ready. And then in baseball, they have three strikes and you're out. So I only had two strikes. I made it on the third chance I took. If I had blown the third chance, I don't know what would have happened to me. But twice I said no. The third time I said yes. It was such a glorious day in the Golden Gate Park, a summer day, not hot, not cold, just a very, very nice day in Golden Gate Park. And Prabhupada came from the airport. He got on Subhadra Devi's cart and he gave a lecture. And he began, Jagannatha Swami Jnanapatha Gami. My dear Lord of the universe, Jagannath Swami, please come to my vision. And he explained to us how actually you were all seeing God. Because Krishna says, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. I am the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound and ether. I am the taste of water, etc. So Prabhupada explained, it's actually not at all difficult to experience God. Simply every time you drink water, remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. Then immediately you become Krishna conscious. So you all drink water, don't you? Yes? You drink water? Yes. Bring me some water. So simply by drinking water, remembering that Krishna is the taste of the water, you see, then you become Krishna conscious. So how much indebted we are to Srila Prabhupada, you see. I'm just his tiny little servant. But Prabhupada wanted his disciples also to be gurus. In this lecture, he said, he was saying like this. He's saying, I shall request all of you to become spiritual master. Every one of you should be spiritual master next. And what is their duty? Whatever you're hearing from me, whatever you're learning from me, you have to distribute. The same in toto, without any addition or adulteration, then all of you become the spiritual master. So I'm passing the same thing on to all of you. Prabhupada told us to be spiritual master. I'm telling you, you also become spiritual master. Disseminate this knowledge. It is Chaitanya's order. Jari de katari kaha krishna upadasya mara agaya guru hoyutare indesh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people in this world. One who only thinks about his own liberation, he's called Kanishta Adhikari. He's still somewhat materialistic. He's just thinking of himself. He still sees himself at the center. When you kick out this egocentric conception, even if you're a Krishna devotee, you see, you can, in the beginning, you can still be egocentric. When you kick this out, and now you think, how can I give Krishna to all the suffering souls? That's called Madhyama Adhikari, you see. He's compassionate upon the innocent people. He wants to give them Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada actually explains in his purport, he says, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking and planning how to deliver all of suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead. So I've many times made this point in my lectures. This is how we can judge our own Krishna consciousness, our lack of Krishna consciousness. How much am I thinking and planning how to deliver all the fallen souls of this world back to Godhead? Am I just thinking about myself and maybe my family members? Or am I thinking about all living entities? You see? Am I genuinely concerned and anxiety about the plight of the human society at the present moment on this planet? You see? So the more we can actually think, how can I live my life in such a way to help all of these people on this planet to become Krishna conscious? How can I be an ideal example? How can I learn this philosophy so well that I can convince anyone that Krishna is God? You see? This determination we must have. Srila Prabhupada sent me one letter. I was fortunate to get a few letters from Prabhupada. You get a letter from Prabhupada, let me tell you. When you see that envelope, Tri Dandi Goswami, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and that comes in the mail, it's like being in Goloka Vrindavan and having Krishna's darshan, I mean, it's really a special thing to get a letter from Prabhupada. But Prabhupada sent one letter and he told me that actually he answered my letter, and he also gave me a carbon copy of a letter he sent to someone else to answer one of my questions. In the carbon copy that came in the envelope from Prabhupada, he said that if you simply present this philosophy in the best possible way, you can convince anyone, even an atheist, to purchase these books. Even an atheist, you see. So that is the power of our philosophy. We can convert the atheist to theist, become theists, you see. We can convert the sentimental religionist to understand the universal nature of religion. The religion doesn't mean killing people who don't belong to your sect. That's not religion, you see. Real religion means to relig or reconnect with the Supreme Person, the source of all existence. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a religious sect. This is a scientific process which is universal in scope. how anyone from any part of the world in any religious tradition can perfect their loving relationship with the Supreme Person, whether they call him Allah or Krishna or Jehovah, whatever they may call him, Christ. Even Christ, Prabhupada, is a name for God. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus of the Christ, you see. Jesus, the Son of Christ, actually. This word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of saying Krishna. So there's actually only one religion in the world, and that's to be a pure lover of God. But in the Kali Yuga, they divide the one religion, Ekadharma. Gita presents Ekadharma, the one religion for all the humanity. But in the Kali Yuga, because of the quarrelsome nature, is divided out. This sect, that, even within Christianity, how many sects? Within Islam, there's two sects killing each other. You see? The Shiites and the Sunnis, isn't it? So this is the nature of Kali Yuga. They divide, and they fight, and they fight, and they fight. But that's not real religion. Real religion means to get back to the original pure essence of your existence. Real religion means to become qualitatively one with the Supreme. What are the qualities of the Supreme? Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anandira Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. The Supreme Controller is Krishna. He has an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge. He has no origin. He is the origin of all, and he is also known as Govinda. And he is the cause of all causes. So if you want to call him something else, according to revealed scriptures, we have no objection. Prabhupada said Alag Bhakbar is glorifying the Parabrahman, for example. So we have no objection. Not that you have to use the Krishna name. But the principle, that has to be accepted. The principle of loving devotion to the Supreme Person. This is the great contribution of Lord Chaitanya's movement. You see, it is presented as the perfection of the theological science. Welcome to my godbrother Kratu Prabhu. Just arrived. This is the perfection of theological science. How to understand Jivera Sarupa Hai Krishnara Nityadas. So the bona fide spiritual master is the one who teaches this principle without addition or subtraction. Those who want to add something or subtract something, they are called bogus, you see. The genuine spiritual master, he keeps it exactly as it is. He doesn't tamper with it in any way. So if we will take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, we will get relief from this blazing forest fire of material existence, this scorching heat, this destructive flames of the Kali Yuga, which destroy all the good qualities of the human being. It's a devastating age. If you don't take shelter of devotee association, you're lost. We are social animals by nature. Just like the birds fly together, we also have a tendency to flock. Just like the birds. You can compare a bunch of people talking in a restaurant with a bunch of birds chirping. You see? It's the same thing. We like to be together and chirp. Chirp, 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 chirp. You see? But the difficulty, their chirping is all egocentric. It's based on the false conception of I am this body. And by that kind of chirping, you simply become more and more entangled with an illusion. Illusion, confusion, and profusion. You see? So to get out of that trap of bodily consciousness, that egocentric trap, one requires to associate with transcendentalists. spiritual master is teaching you how to become a transcendentalist, as he has learned from his spiritual master, as he has learned from his spiritual master, as he has learned from his spiritual master. This is called evam paramparaptam namram rajarshayo vidu. This science was thus received through the chain of the siblic succession. This principle is very important. Someone may object, what are you doing putting some human being up there on a worshipable seat, bathing his feet, fanning him with a chamara? What kind of nonsense is this? You see, someone may object. You see, but actually, this is the system of how we worship Krishna. They say, why don't you just worship Krishna? But Krishna says, ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta te janaha, man bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who worships me, na me bhaktas. He's not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? You want to be a devotee of God? Then why don't you obey what God says? Why do you want to concoct your own system? No, I will not go through a representative. I will directly worship God. All right, then go directly. And what does Krishna say? Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. You say you accept God, then follow what God says. He says to approach the spiritual master. If you don't want to follow the spiritual master's system, you don't accept Krishna's authority, you see. Krishna points you to the guru, and the guru points you to Krishna. That's the system. Actually, it's a very practical thing. It's a very practical thing. I remember when I joined, I learned, well, you have to please Krishna by every thought, by every word, by every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances. Man manama mabhakto majanji mang namaskuru. Must always please Krishna. Well, how do I know if I'm pleasing him? You see, the spiritual master is there. Well, he wasn't there in Austin with us. Prabhupada was somewhere else. How do I know if I'm pleasing Prabhupada? That was my confusion. But then the devotee showed me, you know, chaturvidhashi bhagavat prasada. The spiritual master is pleased when the devotee is taking prasadam. Well, I think I can handle this movement. I can please Prabhupada by taking prasadam. And by pleasing Prabhupada, I'm pleasing Krishna. And by pleasing Krishna, I'm achieving spiritual perfection. Just by taking prasadam. You see? It's such a nice thing. You just take prasadam and become Krishna conscious. Actually, Vishnu John Swami, he convinced me to join this movement. And he was very merciful, very, very merciful. Otherwise, I would have never made it. I was a very wild character, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how he tolerated me, but he did. He was very kind, Vishnu John Swami. He is so kind, he asked Prabhupada one time in Los Angeles, he said, Prabhupada, what if all they want to do is take prasadam? I don't want to do any service. All the service they want to do is take prasadam 24 hours a day. Prabhupada said, if they chant Hare Krishna between each bite, it's okay. So Prabhupada was so kind, and Vishnu John Swami was really a wonderful representative of Prabhupada's kindness. Otherwise, I would have never made it. I was a very wild character. But I was serious about spreading Krishna consciousness. Because that was my whole idea, that we have to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. That was the realization I had had. The only one thing that makes any sense on this is such a screwed up world, the only thing that really makes any sense is to make a spiritual revolution. But I couldn't see who was doing it. The hippies weren't doing it. I checked out the hippie movement. They weren't doing it. I didn't see the Christians doing it. I didn't see anybody doing it. But then I saw that Prabhupada was actually doing it, you see. So then I became very serious to spread Krishna consciousness, because that was my whole mood. I must live my life for making a spiritual revolution, but I didn't know how to do it. But when I saw that Prabhupada was doing it, okay, that's it, join forces with Prabhupada. Support his, push forward Prabhupada's movement, you see. So I expressed to Prabhupada my desire to spread this movement, and Prabhupada was very pleased in one letter. I've quoted this many times, but Prabhupada, I told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to spread this movement. Prabhupada said, I can see you're very, he was so kind to me, he said, I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy who is eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Now just continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So, what do we say about the order of the spiritual master? It's some optional thing, right? You can take it or leave it, right? Huh? Guru's order can be, you can take it or leave it, right? Huh?
No?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you don't take or leave the Guru's order. The Guru's order is taken as your very life and soul. You embrace it in your heart of hearts. And you worship it. You do Guru, Guru Vani Puja within your heart. You worship the words of your spiritual master within your heart as your very life and soul. Guru Vani Seva, or Guru Vani Puja, you see. So you take the order you receive from your spiritual master, and you take it within your heart, and you worship it intensely, 24/7, for your whole eternal existence. You see? And by doing that, the words come true in amazing ways. So even though I wasn't very qualified and very disqualified in so many ways, I realize I am going to stick to this order of Srila Prabhupada. I'm always going to be enthusiastic no matter what happens. ISKCON has gone through a lot of ups and downs, especially after Prabhupada's disappearance. A lot of ups and a lot of downs. Of course, now we see a lot of ups, but it's a very rough period when Prabhupada left. Very, very different. Many, practically all the devotees left, isn't it? The statistics, most of the Prabhupada disciples left. It was a very heavy time when Prabhupada left the planet. So many devotees left Prabhupada's movement. But I stuck to that order. I'm going to stay enthusiastic to spread this movement, to be Krishna conscious, to serve Prabhupada's mission, and the payoff has been huge. And you were all examples of that. You see? Prabhupada, just like Prabhupada said, you have all been sent to me by my Guru Maharaj. I see that you've all been sent to me by Srila Prabhupada. And I thank Prabhupada for all that all of you, he sent all of you here to engage you in his serving his movement. So now that we're all here, what's our agenda? But here in the Singha, Hridaye in the Singha, we have two agendas. We sing every morning. It's very nice. The Singha within, the Singha without, you see. Prabhupada elaborates on the meaning of these four simple words in his purport in the fifth canto. May Lord Nrisimhadev dwell within my heart, killing all my bad propensities, and may I peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. The devotee is praying, but here in the Singha, may I be empowered to make the whole world Krishna conscious. That's his mood, you see. Now another glorious godbrother of mine, Hari Padaprabhu, is now arrived. Jai. Thank you. Thank you, Hari Padaprabhu, for coming. Bring a flower garland. I remember when I was a young brahmachari, one brahmachari from Los Angeles came to our temple in Houston. His name was Hari Pad Das Brahmachari. And he had the coolest kirtan. I don't remember the tune, but I remember your kirtan really, I mean, it really went, wow. In the Houston temple there, that little shoebox temple on Rosalie Street, you led one kirtan in the temple room. I mean, it really, I mean, wow, that little kirtan is really something. So I remember Hari Padraboo from my brahmachari, and we were both brahmacharis. Huh? He really led a killer kirtan. So I'm very happy, honored that he's here today with us. So we have to take this process very seriously. And the more you take it seriously and not whimsically or frivolously, the more you take it seriously, the more you're going to enter into an ocean of transcendental bliss within your heart. You see? It's not some hee-haw sort of thing. It's very, very deep. The more you become very, very serious that my every thought, my every word, my every deed must be completely pleasing to my guru, to Srila Prabhupada, to Lord Chaitanya, to Lord Krishna. Please, Krishna, bless me. I can get rid of all this nonsense, thoughts, words, and deeds that are not pleasing to you. Please help me clean up my act, purify my consciousness, you see. Intensely, like a person who has a serious disease is trying to cure it. We do have a serious disease called ahankara. We think we're the center of the universe. That's why we took birth here. You see. We could, because we thought, why should Krishna be the center? Why can't I be the center? Well, Krishna said, okay, I'll give you a place where you can think you're the center and see how you like it. You see? This is Krishna's kindness. Facilitate our egocentric desire that somehow popped into our consciousness. He gave us this place. But this egocentricism doesn't work. It's not practical. If every part of your body demands to be fed, you're going to suffer from malnutrition. Okay, dip my toe in the sweet rice, my elbow in the dal, and stuff the rice in my ears. It doesn't work. You have to put your food here in the mouth. You understand? You have to put the foodstuffs in the mouth. You have to water the root of the tree. So if you really want to be connected, if you really want to taste the bliss of your actual existence beyond this temporary body and false ego that you've somehow gotten according to your karma, you have to get back to your original pure nature. I'm an eternal spiritual being. I'm part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, just as the hand serves the complete body, I am meant to serve Krishna. That is my natural constitutional position. Actually, each one of us, we don't remember it. We all have an identity in the spiritual world. This is not your actual identity, what you have and what you think you are right now. It's not. It's just a covering. It's a costume you're wearing in this particular act of the drama. Actually, you're an eternal spiritual being. You have a relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned this in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. It's called Swarup Siddhi. That day will come if we follow this pathway with all seriousness. We'll become fully reestablished in our religion, are established in our original identity in Krishna's pastimes. Some people want to jump ahead. Well, I think I'm a peacock. I heard one story, one of our brahmacharis in the long building there in Mayapur many years ago, when all we had was the long building and the lotus building. He was strutting around like a peacock. So he said, Prabhu, what are you doing? He said, I'm practicing my rasa with Krishna. Someone told him, you're a peacock in Krishna's pastime. So he was practicing being it. Don't listen to these people who tell you what your rasa is, you see. They don't know. They have no idea. They don't know what their rasa is. They don't know what your rasa is, you see. You simply follow this path. I am the eternal servant of my spiritual master. That's where you will find your actual identity in due course. I am the eternal servant of my spiritual master. That's all. That will bring you back to your original position. When I go back to Godhead, my number one concern is, where is Prabhupada? You see? Now, what is my rasa? Am I a gopi? Am I a cowherd boy? What am I? No, where is Prabhupada? That's what I want to know, you see. Where is my spiritual master? I'm going to go bow down at his feet and take that dust from Prabhupada's feet on my head, you see. You see, this is the moon, you see. Like Prabhupada said, we have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. That means, and he also said that when you go back to the spiritual world, you remember your devotional activities you did here. He gave the example of Narada Muni remembering how he had associated with the Bhaktivedantas in a previous lifetime and gotten their mercy. So I'm going to definitely remember when Bhaktivedanta, when I go back to Godhead, I won't forget my disciples either. You see? I won't forget all of my activities in this movement. All these activities of taking shelter of Prabhupada, there will be eternally memories in my heart. You see? And we'll all be, Prabhupada said, we'll be together again. So we'll have another, we'll all actually recognize the ISKCONers when we get back to Goloka Vrindavan. Oh, there's the ISKCON devotee. You see? We're all the Prabhupada people, you know, Prabhupada followers. We'll actually be able to recognize, this gopi or that cow or that peacock feather or whatever. Oh, there's one of the ISKCONers. You see? So this ISKCON is a wonderful thing. We can remember when we go back to Krishna. Our relationships. Oh, there is my spiritual master. There is my God brother. You see? We'll all be able to remember these. So the relationships we're developing now, they will not be terminated by death. Even Prabhupada told my God brother, Jai Gopal, he's a very nice devotee. He was serving in our Austin temple for some time. Trying to sign up life members, but nobody was doing that in America yet. He heard about it. He was trying to sign up life members. He went to the owner of a jewelry store and tried to convince him to become a life member. I remember that. In America, it was unheard of in 1971 to sign up life members in a jewelry store. But Jai Gopal went back to L.A. and he was killed in an automobile accident. Prabhupada told his wife, he is waiting for you in Vaikuntha. So even your friends or associates you have here, you may have a different sort of relationship. Even a husband and wife, they may not be husband and wife in the spiritual world, but they can recognize each other, you see. So cultivate good relationships now, that's the point. Let's say you had some difficulty with one God brother and there was daggers. Mental daggers going back. Just forget about it, you know. Kiss and make up. Not literally, of course. Figuratively speaking. Don't hold grudges. I have an old saying, don't hold grudges, they will fill your heart with smudges. You see? Whatever, some argument or disagreement, don't take it so seriously. You see? The most important thing is we all agree that Krishna is God, and then Prabhupada is his pure devotee and the greatest spiritual master in the history. We all agree on that point. So other things, all right, that's not so important, you see. We all accept Prabhupada's authority. We all accept Krishna's authority, Lord Chaitanya. So any difference of opinion, not very important then. We should just try to churn the ocean of loving feelings amongst all the devotees of ISKCON. That's the most important thing. The six loving exchanges. I remember when I first joined ISKCON, one temple president said, you're not supposed to love devotees, you can only love Krishna. Wow. That's Maya to love a devotee, you know, that's materialistic. He actually said that. So I was so happy when the Upadeshamrita came out. Actually, I got a Xerox copy before the book actually was published. Talked about the six loving exchanges between devotees. I'm going to die. This is wonderful. Actually, you're supposed to love devotees only, not only Krishna and Guru. You're supposed to love all the devotees, you see. That's a wonderful thing. We have to try to always love. Prabhupada said, even though I'm the spiritual master, I don't think I'm the spiritual master. I think Krishna has sent me so many spiritual masters. I have to serve them. So I see all of you, my disciples, you are my spiritual masters, and my duty is to serve you. To get you out of this karma chakra, this hellish, nightmarish condition called the wheel of birth and death, samsara, you see. It's my duty, I'm your servant, to get you out of this rascal place, back to your original position. So it's such a nice facility, loving exchanges, you see. Serving prasadam to the devotees, accepting prasad from the devotees, giving gifts to devotees, accepting gifts from devotees, giving... But if I have nothing physically, well, give your service. That is also a gift. You see? Give your time and your intelligence to serve the devotees. Accept their service also. And to reveal your mind also. Prabhu, I have this difficulty. Maybe you can advise me how to deal with this problem, you see. In this way, open your heart. Don't be, as it said, no man is an island. Don't try to be an independent person. That's impersonalism. Understand you need Vaishnava association. If you don't understand how to connect with devotees, I guarantee you, you will try to connect with non-devotees. We require, as I was speaking earlier, we're social animals. We require association. So unless you learn how to connect in a very loving, warm, ecstatic way with Vaishnavas, you're going to go back for a non-devotee association. You can't be in a non-associated position. It doesn't work. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati chastised his mind. He says, my dear mind, what sort of rascal are you that you want to chant Hare Krishna in a solitary place to be recognized by the innocent people, the foolish people in the neighborhood as being a great sadhu? So even somebody who goes to us, who wants to do some nirjana bhajana, they want to be recognized. Oh, here's a great sadhu. Just see, he's doing nirjana bhajana. You see, he's not really free from the desire for association. Since he wants to be recognized, he wants some status in society as being a nirjana bhajani, you see. So don't go for these artificial things. Do not go for these artificial things. Learn how to become a loving, reciprocal devotee who appreciates all devotees, appreciates your spiritual master, appreciates Prabhupada, appreciates other spiritual masters, who appreciates all the devotees. In this way, you'll become a proper representative of Guru and Krishna. And you'll be able to preach very, very effectively to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So I think I've gone over time. Devi, how many? Is my time up now? Time is up. Okay. So I'm absolutely delighted that all of you are here. And I can't thank you enough for being here. It's just wonderful. You blessed me by your association, especially my godbrothers. You blessed me by your association. I appreciate it very much. And so I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.